This is the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's Saturday, May 23rd, which means it's a Fab preview day. We're going to look at what's available on waiver wires this weekend and who our best targets may be as we continue the annual weekly search for saves. So this week, I'm going to sort through available pitchers. We'll highlight the higher priority options first. These aren't in any kind of ranked order. Since we had a relatively stable week, we're mostly looking at speculative bids or, you know, getting in early on a situation with potential for a change lurking. So let's begin with some locked in closers who, for some reason, aren't 100% rostered in the NFBC Online Championship Leagues. And first is Paul Sewald in Arizona. Now he's at 99% owned. We never know what circumstances lead to someone dropping a closer like this. But Sewald, of course, is the man in Arizona. He'll surely draw a large bid from those in the two OCs where he was dropped. Now we know AJ Puck is due back in June, perhaps next month. But as solid as Sewald has been, I don't see Puck immediately taking a significant share of saves. So Sewald should be relatively secure for a while yet. And in Toronto, Louis Varland is also at 99% rostered. So someone in an OC dropped Louis Varland last week to spend $83 on Dennis Santana, who had no backup bid. For good reason. So not a wise move. Now, we did see Jeff Hoffman pick up a save this week, but that was only because Varland had pitched the previous 2 days and thrown 24 pitches the night before. Varland was used for a two-inning save last night, and he is the closer in Toronto for the foreseeable future. Now, up next, we have an injury stash. And once again, that's Emilio Pagan in Cincinnati, same as last week. The Reds bullpen has collectively stunk this month. Even though Pagan wasn't having a great start to his season, it really does seem he'll probably return directly to the ninth inning whenever he's back. Nobody has stepped up to seize that job in the few weeks since Pagan hit the IL with his hamstring strain. Now, back then, his timetable to return was 4 to 8 weeks. We're now looking at 2 to 6 weeks. And since I can't find a good update on his progress, I expect we'll see the longer end of the 2 to 6 weeks. So whether Pagan makes sense as a stash is entirely context dependent for each individual fantasy team. But each week we move closer to a return, the price to add Pagan will go up. And right now he's available in about half of leagues. Now the next group of pitchers to look at are some guys who recently got a save. We're wondering, could more saves be coming for any of them? Now I already talked about Jeff Hoffman's save for Toronto this week. It was situational, filling in for an unavailable Varland. So Hoffman is nothing more than just a Varland handcuff right now. In Milwaukee, we saw Trevor Megill pick up a save last Friday over Abner Uribe, who pitched the eighth inning in that game. Megill was widely added last week. He is up to 94% rostered in OCs, but he's only pitched once since that save 8 days ago, and it was in the seventh inning against the Cubs, protecting a three-run lead on Tuesday. And it was Abner Uribe who closed out that game for a save. So it doesn't look like Megill has overtaken Uribe for the closer job. But he's certainly closer now than he has been since losing the role over a month ago. And since that time, Megill has been excellent. He has outpitched Uribe. So change could come if Uribe starts giving up runs or blowing saves. Among the non-closing relievers, Trevor Megill is one of my favorites to stash away if you can carry him. Now, back on Tuesday this week, Grant Taylor earned his first save of the season for the White Sox while striking out the side. He's only rostered in 9% of NFBC OCs. Now, the White Sox had a plan for Taylor this year to use him as a multi-inning relief weapon, even to use him as an opener frequently, maybe up to 2-3 innings at a time. But he hasn't opened a game since April 12th. So maybe that plan has changed. Maybe it comes later in the year with an eye on stretching him out to start in 2027. Until we have more clarity there, this situation looks really similar to what we saw with Louis Varland and Jeff Hoffman in Toronto. Sir Anthony Dominguez has allowed multiple runs in his last two games, including a blown save on Sunday. He hasn't even pitched yet this week. So a few things could be happening here. One is that Dominguez is getting a little break. Maybe he throws a bullpen in between appearances to work on some issue, and Grant Taylor just happened to benefit from that. But ultimately, Dominguez still the closer. He'll get the next save chance when he's ready. Another possibility is that Dominguez has quietly been removed from the closer role, even if temporarily. And if that's true, Grant Taylor is clearly the best option in the White Sox bullpen. And he could serve, even briefly, as that primary closer while Dominguez has a chance to earn the job back with some clean innings. Either way, Grant Taylor offers enough volume and strikeouts to go along with good ratios that we should be adding him to find out. So this weekend will definitely be an important one for fantasy values in that White Sox bullpen. Taylor becomes a very expensive addition if he gets another save and people believe he is the closer now. Of course, I wouldn't go dropping Sir Anthony Dominguez at this point. We do need to see what happens this weekend and how these pitchers are used over those next few games. Now, our next pitcher with a recent save is Tony Santillan in Cincinnati. He got the save on Tuesday this week, which was his second straight scoreless appearance after giving up runs in five straight games. Now, I often say that the pitcher most likely to get the next save is the guy who got the last save. And Santillan was the primary eighth inning setup man before Emilio Pagan's injury. So he made the most sense, logically, to earn the most save chances in Pagan's absence. Now, Santillan has not pitched well this year. I wouldn't spend a lot to add him. But he's someone we can have towards the bottom of bidding queues as, you know, a potential saves streamer. And last of the recent saves is Anthony Nunez in Baltimore, who is unrostered in OCs. Rico Garcia was used for the last two outs of the sixth inning yesterday. So although Garcia should still be considered the favorite for save chances until Ryan Helsley is back next month, Nunez is there with him as someone who can close a game as needed. Now, teams that really don't have many options for saves could throw Anthony Nunez into the bottom of bid lists and, you know, maybe use him as a streamer as well. So speaking of weekly streamers, let's run through some other pitchers who could fall into that category. These are guys who are part of committees or timeshares, or they're just temporarily filling in. The best of them is probably Brian King in Houston, who is available in 49% of leagues. We know Josh Hader is due back from the IL after a few more rehab appearances, so King might have most or all of next week to earn another save or two before Hader is back. So perhaps a worthy streamer at a low cost. Now, I talked about Antonio Senzatella of the Rockies on the Tuesday episode after he was used for a traditional one-inning save last Saturday. He's 41% rostered. And since that episode, he's thrown two innings and then 1 2/3 last night where he picked up a win. So he's not the Rockies closer. We should be clear about that. But he's a better pitcher this year with increased velocity, a new cutter, He's being deployed in a multi-inning way that gives him a chance at a save, a win each week. So definitely not a priority target in saves-only leagues. He's still a Rockies pitcher. But surprisingly, Senzatella has been a very useful pitcher and one who could be streamed, preferably in some points formats. And that is also true of Chad Patrick in Milwaukee, who is 47% rostered. So he's being used as a really versatile piece out of the bullpen. I mean, just listen to these last three games. 4 innings, 1 hit, 3 Ks, a save, 1/3 of an inning, and last night, 1 1/3 for another save. So he's just one of those pitchers you can stream in a week and maybe get 4 or 5 strikeouts, an occasional win or save out of him. He can look better than a lot of these very marginal streaming starting pitchers. Now, the remainder of our potential targets are the guys we'd throw in at the bottom of queues for a couple bucks. They're not high priority ads. They're more fallback options. You know, guys we might speculate on behind a struggling closer, parts of committees we don't want to start most weeks, but we can if necessary. So not exciting pitchers, but they can be useful. First up are Gus Varland and Clayton Beter in Washington. Beter looked like the closer before his injury. He's back from the IL, but he worked in the 8th inning of a tie game ahead of Varland in the 9th yesterday. So whether their roles flip back or they share save chances or Varland continues as the closer, that's unknown right now. But for a dollar or two, you know, they could be on rosters to wait and see. With David Bednar's troubles in New York, both Camilo Doval and Fernando Cruz could be solid stashes. If Bednar ends up pulled from the 9th inning and Aaron Boone wants to go with experience, he's got Doval. If he just wants the pitcher who's been best at preventing runs this year, he'd choose Cruz. But both could be speculative ads this week. Caleb Killian of the Giants is still available in 16% of OCs. He's not the Giants closer, doesn't seem to be, and I don't think we're seeing a full-time Giants closer anytime soon. So Killian, Eric Miller, Matt Gage, Keaton Wynn, all of them could, in theory, be part of an annoyingly large committee. Some clarity could come if the Giants could ever produce more regular save opportunities. But since those have been sparse, reliever usage in San Francisco has been inconsistent. I'd love to see Keaton Wynn get a chance to close more regularly, but that's not up to me. We also have an uninspiring committee situation in Sacramento where all of Mark Leiter Jr., Joel Kuhnel, Jack Perkins, and Hogan Harris have either 3 or 4 saves on the year. It's Leiter and Harris who currently have the edge and would be, you know, reasonable dollar backup bids in most places. Don't bother with anyone in Minnesota. They have 12 saves from 10 different pitchers, so there's really no single guy worth rostering there. And lastly, if you're looking at anyone on the Angels, I'd still say it's Ryan Zephyrjohn who is the most intriguing, at least until we see how Ben Joyce looks once he's back. So to finish up, back by popular demand, which was really just Todd Whitestone on Twitter, it's the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry.
Hi.
So,
I hope you're having a good day today.
Very good.
And to all the people listening, I'm back.
Yeah, he's back. So Henry, who are your favorite relief pitching targets for this weekend?
Well, I don't know much about it, but probably Paul Sewald and Louis Varland, if they are available in the league. There's Grant Taylor from the White Sox. And for some reason, it always troubles me. White Sox spelled S-O-X. It's weird.
It was just a short way of writing Sox.
Oh, okay, okay. And Trevor McGill and Emilio Pagan as stashes.
All right. Well, thank you, Henry. Some good recommendations there.
Yep.
So that's a wrap on this Saturday edition of the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Good luck on all those free agency bids. I'll be back on Tuesday for any news that happens between now and then. Until that time,
let's close it out.
Let's close it out.